This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. The scribes and Pharisees once asked Jesus, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Matthew 15:2. They did this because they were trying to find some basis for criticizing Jesus. Please take note of the fact that they did not charge Jesus and his disciples with violating the scriptures, but of transgressing their human traditions. Jesus answered by asking them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." Matthew 15, verses 3 through 6. Instead of answering their charge directly, Jesus simply showed the folly of their traditions. They were such as would encourage disobedience to God's commandments. In the specific example he gave, their tradition was that if a person claimed to have dedicated his money or property to God, he was therefore not obligated to use it to provide assistance for his parents. This tradition was regarded with more authority than the law of God itself. Jesus then continued his rebuke by saying, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh to me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:7 through 9. The Pharisees were not serving God acceptably because they had allowed their own vain traditions to take precedence over their obedience to God's law. They were more concerned about keeping these traditions than they were in keeping the commandments of God. Oh, they gave lip service to the will of God, and they claimed to be God's servants, but Jesus said their worship was vain, meaning empty, hollow, useless. It's quite easy for us to see their error. However, we may be prone to overlook how readily we allow human tradition and man-made doctrine to hinder us from keeping God's commandments. The kind of tradition Jesus condemned was a custom or idea which not only had been passed from generation to generation, but which had originated with man and not God. Often such traditions are accepted without question, merely because they started before our time. In religion, humanly devised traditions have no divine authority. If a practice cannot be found in the New Testament, it is not authorized by God, no matter who may have started it or how old and respected it may be. Incidentally, the view that certain traditions are unwritten precepts of Christ is false. The Bible tells us that the Scriptures are able to furnish us completely unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The Bible is therefore a complete guide. God's will has not been given to us by tradition, but it was revealed through men divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 to 13, 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. And it was once for all delivered unto the saints, Jude verse 3. And we are charged, therefore, to speak according to the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. For example, one tradition held by many is that sprinkling or pouring are acceptable modes of baptism. A traditional painting of the baptism of Jesus shows water being poured on his head. Many people accept this picture as if the artist had actually been there and had seen Jesus baptized. But my friends, God put no pictures in the Bible. They may be found in various editions of the Bible, but the publishers put them there, not God. The Scriptures themselves describe baptism as a burial, Romans 6:4, Colossians 2:12. The Greek word from which we have the word baptized means literally to immerse, but people often follow tradition instead of God's word. We then should examine our religious beliefs and practices to make certain that they are authorized by God's word and that they are not just some human tradition that we blindly accept and follow.